Welcome to the Bright Beams Broadcast with Brother Ed Hicks, a broadcast for the proclamation of the unchanging truths of God's Word in a changing world.
The Lord willing, I will bring at least a portion of a message entitled Nakedness in This Nation, Addressing the Undressing of America. Once again, Nakedness in This Nation, Addressing the Undressing of America. Exodus chapter number 32, verses 25 and 26. And when Moses saw that the people were naked, for Aaron had made them naked unto their shame among their enemies, then Moses stood in the gate of the camp and said, Who is on the Lord's side? Let him come unto me. And all the sons of Levi gathered themselves together unto him. Consider this as a text. Who is on the Lord's side? In America, who is on the Lord's side for modesty, biblical modesty, and against immodesty? Who is willing to dress modestly and to teach modesty? There are two areas concerning dress that many Americans need some instruction in. Number one, modesty, and number two, identity. If you are a man, dress like a man. If you are a woman, dress like a woman. By the way, there is no one transitioning between the two. Avoid the unisex styles. Don't leave people wondering what you are. Make it clear by the way you dress and by the way you act. Men should not be effeminate and women should not be masculine. The word effeminate is a Bible word. 1 Corinthians chapter number 6, beginning with verse number 9, the Bible says, Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. God can help the child of God to act right and to dress right. The way we dress should glorify God. If you don't think so, then consider 1 Corinthians 10:31. Whether therefore ye eat or drink or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God. Who is on the Lord's side? Consider the context from which my text was taken. Moses left the people and went up into a mount and was in the mount 40 days and 40 nights. During that time, God gave Moses instructions about a variety of things. God even gave Moses two tables of stone upon which God wrote the Ten Commandments with his finger. But while Moses was gone, the people made themselves a false god, a molten calf made with gold. And they said, These be thy gods, O Israel, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. The people worshipped the calf. The people sacrificed unto the calf. And God told Moses to get down. God gave Moses some information about the situation, and Moses went down and saw the calf and the dancing, and his anger waxed hot. He cast the two tables and broke them. Moses burnt the calf and ground it to powder and made the people drink of water and the dust of the calf. He saw their nakedness and said, Who is on the Lord's side? He told the sons of Levi that gathered to him to put their swords by their sides and to go through the camp slaying people. About 3,000 people fell. I'm not calling on Christians to gird swords on their sides and to kill people, but shouldn't we at least show which side we are on by the way we act and the way we dress? Wicked nakedness is associated with heathens, not Christians. Who is on the Lord's side? Show it by which side you take on this issue of nakedness. Show it by what you wear and what you refuse to wear. Show it by gathering around a holy standard. Show it by gathering with the holy and being different from the world. Men and women should dress modestly. One of the problems in modern day America is that most people don't know what wicked nakedness is. How can you get on the Lord's side on a matter if you do not know which side He is on? But some might have some idea about how to dress but refuse to obey God. In fact, I believe that many have had some idea about how they ought to dress but have refused to obey God. To any of those that might listen to this message, how long will you halt between two opinions? If God be God, follow Him. If God be God, dress with modesty and with definite identity and for the glory of God. The words naked and nakedness are used repeatedly in the Word of God, and certainly God has meanings for those words. If you want to better understand what God meant, then read all that He said in the Scriptures about the matter. The best commentary on a portion of the Word of God is the Word of God, and the best teacher of the Word of God is God Himself. To be naked is to be exposed, open to view, not covered or uncovered. Nakedness does not necessarily mean full-body nudity. Even many heathen would find full-body nudity undesirable. Some might think, brother, isn't it true that sometimes nakedness to some extent is a necessity and that in some cases it is not wrong? Consider a few different situations. Number one, necessary exposure. God told Abraham that all of the males of his household that were 8 days old or over were to be circumcised. At one time, Abraham had at least 318 servants. The number of males that were circumcised might have been in the hundreds. Abraham was 99 years old when he was circumcised. Ishmael was 13 years old when he was circumcised. How could they have been circumcised without exposure? It was a necessity for them to be circumcised, and God knows that at times exposure is a necessity. God knows about necessary exposure for medical procedures. God knows that there are some that cannot care for themselves. When there is of necessity the exposure of one for care, let it be done out of duty and without delight. Bashfulness and blushing at nakedness is better than brazen and even boastful immodesty. A proper shamefacedness is better than sensuality. God knows when exposure is necessary. By the way, even though some exposure is necessary, it might be nice if a hospital provided some fairly modest hospital gowns. Amen? If you said amen, I didn't hear you. Number two, innocent exposure. Consider three groups. Number one, the ignorant because of mental incapabilities. One that would normally be old enough to be modest, but still unable to understand what immodesty is. Secondly, infants. And thirdly, invalids. God knows about those who cannot help themselves and need help from others. Thank God for those that have compassion on others and take care of unpleasant tasks for ones that cannot do for themselves. John 21:18, verily, verily, I say unto thee, when thou wast young, thou girdest thyself and walkest whither thou wouldest. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee and carry thee whither thou wouldest not. Life is short. At the beginning, a person is given help with hygiene, and oftentimes at the end of a person's life, that person once again needs help with hygiene. It is good that some with compassion help the helpless. It's part of civilization. Number three, excused exposure. Sometimes a person might excuse the heathen, thinking that they don't know any better. But heathens still have God-given consciences. I realize that their consciences may be defiled early in life by the teachings of the society that surrounds them and early in life their consciences might be seared so that they do not blush at nakedness. Mr. Parrish Reedhead stated, "And when I got to Africa, I discovered that they weren't poor, ignorant little heathen running around in the woods looking for someone to tell them how to go to heaven. They were monsters of iniquity that were living in utter and total defiance of far more knowledge of God than I ever dreamed they had. They deserved hell because they utterly refused to walk in the light of their conscience and in the light of the law written upon their hearts and the testimony of nature and the truth they knew." End of quote. Among some believers, Mrs. Elizabeth Elliot has been much respected. Here are excerpts from a book of hers entitled The Liberty of Obedience. Quote, "In my country, we hold certain standards of dress to be acceptable for a few months or a year at a time, but a costume that would have landed its wearer in jail 1 year might be common on the streets of a city the next. The Akas were unhampered by clothing or by washing, sewing, mending, or ironing, and the caprices of fashion, with vanity, jealousy, covetousness, and discontent which fashion fosters, but stuck to a code of modesty which did not change with the seasons. In their nakedness, they accepted one another for what they were." End of quote. Our standards for dress should not be simply based on what is acceptable in our society. There can be many variations in style, but there should be a biblical basis for modesty. Mrs. Elizabeth Elliot's book was written years after her husband was killed as a missionary to the Aqua Indians. A note in the dust cover begins, "This book is about maturity," but it seems that writings within the book were made by an immature believer at best. I have a copy of her book entitled Through Gates of Splendor. About the middle of the book, there's a picture of her husband in underwear, no shirt, standing in a river. Part of the caption reads, "Jim Elliot, Aqua notebook in hand, shouts words of welcome into the jungle in hope that Akas might be lurking there." End of quote. There's a record in the book about an appearance of three Aka Indians. It says that they were naked except for strings tied about the waist, wrists, and thighs, and large wooden plugs in their earlobes. Quote, "When it seemed that the Akas wanted someone to come across, Jim peeled to his shorts and began wading over to them." Another place in the book states, "As Pete and I pulled in here, Jim was out in the river fishing almost in Aka uniform. Modesty seems a small consideration after seeing the dress of our neighbors." I realize that missionaries are to witness and to try to win the heathen and then teach them to follow Christ. The mature believers are to try to take the baby believers from where they are spiritually and help them advance, but we are not to act like the world to win the world. Believers need to have Bible-based standards. If believers in America had held firm to Bible-based dress standards, then perhaps we would not have so much nakedness in this nation today.
Why not now? Why not now? Why not come to Jesus now? Why not now? Why not now? Why not come to Jesus now?
If you have any questions concerning this broadcast, give us a call at Lighthouse Baptist Church. The number is 850-610-3041, or visit the website at lbcfl.org. By the grace of God, get ready, be ready, stay ready, for Jesus is coming again.